Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Protests, violence, and even deaths overshadowed voting Sunday in Venezuela. At least 10 people died, and people stayed away from the polls in large numbers. The vote called by President Nicolas Maduro might lead to unlimited powers for the ruling Socialist Party. The first vice president of Venezuela's Socialist Party, Diosdado Cabello, said all Venezuelans will ultimately benefit from what President Maduro is trying to do. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Sunday the United States would have to cut its embassy and consulate staff in Russia by 755 people, heightening tensions between Washington and Moscow 3 days after the U.S. Congress approved sanctions against Russia. Sergei Rybkov is the Russian deputy foreign minister. He appeared on the ABC News program this week with George Stephanopoulos.
I think the political will is what is needed most in this situation. And I believe there are several areas where U.S. and Russia can and should work together cooperatively. Non-proliferation of weapons of mass destruction, countering terrorism, illicit migration, trafficking in people, climate change, you name it. We are ready. We are stretching our hand forward.
In response, the U.S. State Department deemed all of this a regrettable and uncalled-for act on Russia's part. Al-Shabaab insurgents in Somalia claiming to have killed at least 40 African Union troops in an ambush on a convoy in the lower Shabelle region. Reporters from Reuters say 24 were killed. This is VOA News. President Trump has begun an urgent round of diplomatic consultations with Japan and South Korea, and North Korea's latest intercontinental ballistic missile test is the subject of their talks. He spoke by telephone with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Mr. Abe then spoke to reporters. The Japanese leader said he and Mr. Trump agreed that further action must be taken. There had been word from that the U.S., South Korea, and Japan would approach the U.N. Security Council for stricter measures against Pyongyang. After the latest missile test, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said they are confident their missiles have the capability of reaching the continental United States. U.S. military officials have confirmed the death of 4 additional senior Islamic State leaders in a July 11th airstrike in northeastern Afghanistan that also killed the top leader of the terrorist group. The drone attack struck IS headquarters in Kunar province, which borders Pakistan, and eliminated Abu Sayyid, the emir of Islamic State's self-styled Khorasan province branch. U.S. airstrikes have primarily been responsible for killing about 20 founding and some of the second-generation leaders of the Khorasan branch, which has launched extremist activities in the country for 2 years. Police Sunday said a gunman and a policeman were killed on Saturday during an attack on the home of Kenya's deputy president, William Ruto, just a week before national elections. Ruto and his family were not at home at the time of the attack. Police have not commented on a motive. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and Mr. Ruto attended an open-air mass Sunday ahead of next week's election. Mr. Kenyatta spoke to the crowd gathered at Uhuru Park.
To thank God for how far we have come, to ask for his favor, for peace during the next couple of weeks, and to keep us as a people and as nation united with a clear recognition that this country was here before August the 8th and will be here after the election.
Polls show a tight race against opposition leader and presidential candidate Raila Odinga. And Jamaican sprint superstar Usain Bolt says he'll seek the limelight at the World Track Championships that's later this week in London. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.